were a lot of probing questions by the justices, and it gave some pause. But at the end of the day, the justices are supposed to ask tough questions, and they did to both sides. But at the end of the argument, my view was that the states supporting gay marriage bans could not articulate a justifiable reason for excluding gay people from marriage. And, you know, there was a lot of discussion by the states about why these bans weren't necessary, because they're in the interest of children, when in fact, we know in Massachusetts that's absolutely not true. And in fact, children are hurt by the fact that their parents can't be married. So, you know, it was great to be down there today, great to see Mary Bonato argue. It's a proud day for Massachusetts, certainly, where we were ground zero on this fight. And we're now in a situation where the majority of Americans believe in marriage equality. The majority of states have marriage equality. And I think it's just a matter of time. And I think and I hope the justices will see it that way as well.
Would you expect a 5-4 ruling?
Oh, it's hard to make predictions on this. But, you know, I think at the end of the day that the judges got very clearly that arguments about marriage being tied to biological procreation as the basis for marriage, the justification, the purpose of marriage, is really not the reality. We have so many people in this country who are married, same-sex couples and different-sex couples, some of whom have children, some of whom have adopted children, some of whom have children by artificial insemination, some of whom have children by natural conception, and some of whom choose not to have children. And, you know, that's the reality. And so opponents of same-sex marriage want to argue otherwise, but that's just the reality. And this is a civil rights issue. And I think that, and I hope that the justices will rule as they did many years ago when they struck down Virginia's ban on interracial marriage, that they end this exclusion for gay people.